Hi there. Thank you for joining us for episode number 8. And this episode will be the perspective of my husband of everything that happened between his birthday on September 25th, which was when I had received the call that there was a kidney available and we had to get to Boston, up to the evening of the 26th when I came out of surgery. So, Aiden, thank you so very much for providing your perspective. I know that there are some bits and pieces that you have more information about than I have, considering I was, under anesthesia for a number of hours. So can you first give me how you received the information about the availability of the kidney?
It was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I got a phone call from you, and basically it said that they had a kidney and we had to get to Boston.
So what did you have to do to be able to get out of the office, and did you actually have a plan in place to be able to get things moving, knowing over the last 2 years that this was the possibility that it could happen at any time?
Well, the people in my office that needed to know had some prior information that these things happen. And so I went to the couple of people that I needed to and let them know that I needed to leave as soon as I possibly could because we had a kidney and we were going to head to Boston. And, I didn't know when I was going to be back or anything like that. But so I just gave that information and they wished me luck. And that was basically it. A couple of bits of tidy up and then head straight out of the office.
And then it was a matter of going and picking up the kids to be able to celebrate your birthday and also to be able to talk to them. Did you find that conversation with the kids difficult, or how did you feel about that conversation?
Well, they knew that they knew that the possibility existed. I'm not sure that they understood it. I still don't think that they properly understand it, but nevertheless, they realize that, we've been away for a period of time now. But as far as all that's concerned, I think that, we just had to let them know what happened or what was going to happen, and they had to absorb the information as quickly and as wholly as they possibly could.
And it was your birthday, so, there was no birthday cake or balloons or anything, and so sorry about that, but I was in the midst of trying to pull that together when all of this happened. But do you think that, at least from the kids' perspective, they were able to enjoy the part of it that they were looking forward to, which was, of course, singing happy birthday to you and you opening your gifts?
Well, certainly. They'd like to take part in all these sorts of things. And so I think they did fine. They got through everything they needed to get through. So hopefully they didn't feel that I was too far disadvantaged. Obviously not understanding exactly what was happening and what the gift we had been given. They only understand birthdays in terms of material things at the moment. So, I think they managed to get what they needed.
And tell me about the whole air ambulance experience for you. I know that that was something that you were kind of excited about.
Well, yeah, it was obviously, different to catch, a small plane rather than, a commercial airliner or something like that. And also the procedure was completely different in terms of immigration and customs and all those other things that you have to deal with. But, you know, I think it would have been more fun under other circumstances because, you know, knowing what was ahead, you know, there's a million things going through your head, so you don't get the chance to enjoy it as much as you might have, you know, in a different time.
But was there any part of the flight that was memorable for you?
Well, being able to, well, I mean, you know, we had one-on-one conversations with the crew, and, you know, we were able to see in and through the cockpit and stuff like that. So it was kind of interesting to see all those sorts of things going on. But again, you know, it still didn't detract from the fact that, you know, we had this major thing that was going to happen and, you know, your mind is racing at a million miles an hour trying to figure out everything that you're going to need to do and whatever else. So, like I said, you know, it doesn't really, you aren't really, you know, paying attention to the things that you probably would have paid attention to if it would have been different circumstances.
So once we landed, we were swept off to Brigham and Women's Hospital emergency room. And I had to go through a lot of testing and things like that. What was your view of everything that was going on around us while we were waiting to find out if their surgery would actually take place the following day?
That it was taking far too long and that it was a really long night and that we were stuck in various places in less than ideal conditions and that I'd been up for a very long time and all I really wanted to do was go to sleep.
But you did get some sleep.
Yeah, right.
You didn't?
Sort of.
Okay, well, so the next day, the surgery was going to go forward, and then we were taken down to the pre-op and everything and had to go through the discussion with the anesthetist and everything like that. So what did you have to do once I was wheeled off to the operating room?
Realistically, nothing. Just wait.
So what did you do? Did you read? Did you sleep?
I sat around and twiddled my thumbs for however long it was, 5 hours or 7 hours or whatever it was. It was like sitting on an airplane flying to the UK or something. It was just horrendous.
Did you watch TV or what did you do?
Nothing. Because there's a million things going through your head. All the things that you have to arrange, all the things that you have to do, all the things that could go wrong, all the things that might be going wrong, all the things, you just don't know.
So when did the doctors come out and what did they say to you?
Well, initially I got some information that the hard part of the operation was over and they were just sort of putting things back together and that kind of thing, which kind of, you know, means that, you know, you got a little while before everything happens and then, you know, you sit around and then the doctors come to you and they, you know, tell you that everything was successful and that, you know, and that kind of thing, which kind of is a bit of a relief. And then you just have to wait for, you know, the time when you can go down and see, you know, what's going on and all the rest of that kind of stuff. But it's definitely very non-participatory.
So they did bring you down to, I guess, the recovery room. What was that like? I mean, I know I was in and out of, you know, actually realizing what was going on around me. What was your perspective of what was going on in recovery?
Well, they only allowed you to stay there a short time, obviously, because, you know, there's other things going on and they have to deal with their own situation. And having extra people in there doesn't make it easy because it's not a particularly large space. In terms of what was happening then, it was just a case of, again, just a couple of small conversations and then getting shoved off to another room to sit and wait again.
And then between coming to recovery and being notified that that there was a room and we were going to transition into that room, how did that process take place?
They told me there was a room available and told me where it was, and I had to find it.
And you still had the luggage at that time? Or did they have it?
No, they had it.
Oh, so they delivered the luggage to the room?
Yeah, because we gave that over before they went into surgery. So they had all of that. They delivered that. The only thing that I had was one or two pieces of my own that I needed to keep on me.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much for providing your perspective. I might grab you sometime in the future with some of the recuperation, particularly since you've been very involved in helping with the medications and ensuring that I get on a walking and such. But thank you so much for providing your perspective tonight.
Okay, no problem.